Hey, good Wednesday morning, live from our KGGF Historic Studios here in downtown Coffeyville. Sam Speck, glad you're with us. As so many Wednesdays throughout the years, it is Wildcat Wednesday, brought to you by Green Acres. As our Ask the Expert does bring in, segment does bring in the K-State Research and Extension offices today. It's Adavin Scrunce and Jacob Weber. Adavin, Jacob, thanks for coming in on this Wednesday. Good morning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we are now officially into August. I can't believe the summer has flown by, but wrapping up July, first week of August, that means 4-H fairs are pretty much behind us. Fair season almost. I know we got the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. We'll talk on that here a little bit. But, Adavin, how was your 2019 4-H fair experience?
Well, this was my first fair experience here in the Wildcat District, and it was great. I got to meet a lot of new people, meet some of the 4-H kids. For the Montgomery County Fair in Independence, I helped out with the Barnyard Olympics, which was a lot of fun seeing the kids do that. The older kids really got into it. They were on teams, so they got into making strategies to come out with the best time. And I also helped with the Livestock Skill-A-Thon.
Hey, very neat. Yeah, you got to love to see when there's a little competition involved and the kids put their minds together. And it's a lot of fun to watch, but really it can get exciting to watch, too.
Yeah,
when they put their
it
minds
was.
Together. So very neat. I'm glad you had a very great experience with your first 4-H. Last year for me, it was my first kind of even dive into it. I was never surrounded into it when I was a kid, and it was very cool to see it last year and this year as well. Jacob, I know you were out last week up in Wisconsin. You have family up in Wisconsin. What were you doing up there?
It was a destination family reunion.
Oh, there you go.
All the family was there.
Well, in the end of July, I can imagine weather-wise, it's not too bad, because I hear Wisconsin can get a little chilly sometimes up there in the wintertime.
Actually, there are just a couple of cool nights down in the 50s. Man, the humidity definitely a little bit lower than what it is here. But the mosquito level...
Ooh.
Maybe significantly higher.
Oh, man. Yeah, what a trade-off there. But the week before, I know you were doing some stuff, 4-H fairs, or weeks prior, I'm not sure, but judging, that's usually your go-to.
Judging, I've been asked to judge various fairs over the years, and then I did judge some projects here, notebooks and things at the Montgomery County 4-H fair, and it was a good process of... reading the material, going through it, and then making some comments from suggestions for maybe ways to improve a project or whether or not they've done an excellent job. There was some very good projects and some that definitely needed some improvements. And I'm not the best person in spelling and grammar, but when I start picking up grammatical errors, then it definitely needs a little bit of help. So
that's usually where I'm at, too. Grammatically speaking, if I can pick it up, then that's usually probably a little bit more apparent in there, because I'm not the go-to there. But judging-wise, I think you had mentioned this even last year, from a judge's perspective, it can almost be somewhat bittersweet, kind of a catch-22, if you will, because you have to judge these kids' projects and you want to give them the best score that they possibly can, but at the same time you still need to be there,
right?
and be honest and supportive, and
they have to be fair. And of course we're judging young individuals who may have a need for encouragement. You don't want to get too harsh on a person. If they've done an acceptable job, they deserve to be to be acknowledged. But to get the really, the top blue or the purple ribbon, it has to be very good, because those projects will go on to the state level. And if they are not sufficiently well done, they don't stand a chance at the state, because the judging is much more difficult at the state level. More is expected, and so the projects need to be really worked on very well, gone over, and so at the county level, it shows up. Judges make criticism that's very valuable to the kids. They make improvements, and over the years they become more proficient in what they're doing, and then they can go on and use that skill that they actually develop in 4-H to take it on to the skills that they're going to be used when they grow up.
Yeah. Well, and I've always liked that whole premise behind it, to where it's like a round robin, you know, you go from the county to the state, you know, from county champions to the state champions, or kind of in that same premise there. But still, you know, it's challenging. And then also, you're right, you know, it shows them a side of a competition that can be so sweet, but also can be so sour sometimes as well. You know, you put a lot of work into a project, and sometimes there's other kids out there that put just a little bit more work and effort into it, and that's okay. That's part of competition. That's part of learning, and part of really growing up in general, because there's going to be somebody out there that does something a little better than you, and it shouldn't discourage you from doing it at all.
That's right.
So with that, we wrap up the 4-H fairs, but we've got the Interstate Fair and Rodeo coming up. What do you guys do with that involvement-wise? David, what are you going to be doing with the Interstate Fair and Rodeo?
I will be helping Katie, the 4-H agent for Montgomery County, check in the indoor projects on Monday. We'll be checking those in for the kids. And after those projects have been judged, we'll be placing the ribbons on the projects and getting them set up in that building for the public to come by and look at them and see what the kids have been working on. And it's pretty cool to see what some of the kids are able to do and how creative they can be. And I'll also be helping out with the cattle show, just line exhibitors up and whatever they need there.
Great, great. Well, Jacob, you doing anything with the Interstate Fair and Rodeo? Or?
I'll just show up. I haven't been asked to judge this year, as far as I know. But I may be asked, so I'll have to wait and see.
There you go. Well, somebody that's been around fairs and the judging whole experience, I wouldn't be surprised if they needed an extra helping hand. And seeing Jacob Weber there, it'd be like, come on in, let's do some judging or something like that. So, hey, again, Interstate Fair and Rodeo next week. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Next week.
My goodness, I can't believe
it. Summer is going by fast.
It is. It is.
So fast.
And looking at the forecast right now, no rain on the forecast for now. That's what they usually say. It's always raining on the fair and rodeo.
You got the temperature under control next week, too?
Let's see. I think I could give you something like high 80s, low 90s. Humidity is going to be pretty bad.
Okay.
Humidity levels will definitely be up there. Either way, don't want to miss out on that. We'll have more information on our website, kggfradio.com, about the whole Interstate Fair and Rodeo as well. But again, the 4-H involvement, as well as you'll see some K-State 4-H and really just extension agents out there all throughout the week. So don't want to miss out on that as well. Coming up here, we'll kind of shift our focus away before we wrap up this 7 o'clock segment here. I know you guys have been talking about this, Jacob, especially some gardener's courses.
Yep. Master Gardener classes. We have Master Gardener classes scheduled for this fall, starting in September 20th, I believe. This does require application join in on the classes. There's six Fridays that we'll be teaching classes. This is a daytime training from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Series of 11 classes, topics that include basic plant science, which I will be teaching that one, some soil and fertilizer, James Coover will be teaching that. I have Katie Townsend will be helping with the volunteer certification process that is required because potential for Master Gardener volunteers to be working with youngsters. It is required now that they go through a complete process, including a background check. So that'll be part of the Master Gardener class. We also have classes on entomology or insects and disease, care of woody landscape plants. Plants that are used in the landscape, both herbaceous and woody landscape plants, turf management, seeing the other classes that are available, safe and effective use of pesticides, which includes also organic pesticides. So we do cover a wide range of topics. This is a very good course to take, but it does require a commitment for the participants to return 40 hours of volunteer time for approved extension and community service projects. So if folks are interested in Master Gardener classes, we need to contact the extension Education offices within the Wildcat District, and let us know your address, your name and address, contact information, and we'll get an application form to those individuals.
Great. Well, yeah, it seems like a very extensive course with that. I think we've kind of hit on this before, but the main folks that you see at these, I know they kind of range in difference, but, you know, are they ones that are kind of fresh out, really trying to learn? Are they ones with a lot of time, like a retiree or something that's looking to maybe try something new? Or what are kind of the main people that you get there?
There's a wide range of applicants, but most of them are going to be those that are recently retired that are looking for some type of activity to get involved with, and they have a lot of interest in gardening. I've had, and over the years, the youngest applicant and that took the course was right out of high school.
Oh, wow.
It does require a high school diploma or degree, high school or equivalent GED for Master Gardener training. The oldest was a very good individual. Ken, but he's from Parsons, and I think he was 87 when he took the course, and he's still very active up in Parsons at the Arboretum, Parsons Arboretum.
Yeah, well, and you know, you and Barbara as well, many times you guys say this, you know, with older individuals, whichever exercise can kind of be limited, and gardening is a great way to kind of, you know, exercise without really stressing your body a whole too much. It's a great way to get outside, to move your body, to lift some things, and you know, it's just a good workout.
It's a good way of staying active and keeping your body in shape, so it will continue to stay good for many years into retirement.
Yeah,
at least pulling weeds is not a good idea, though.
Yeah, that's when you call the grandkids in, right? Yeah,
that's
come,
right.
Come pull the weeds out of my out of my garden. But other than that, again, it's a very extensive course. Things like that. I guess just real quick for anybody out there interested, what would be an easy number for them to call? Your in particular one or any?
Okay, this focus is, of course, the individuals that are going to be applying for this are going to be, live within the Wildcat District. They'll be doing their volunteer time within the Wildcat District, but do make arrangements for other districts who have or counties that need volunteer training, that they can also do that through this program. Contact us here in the Montgomery County area, the Independence Office, 620-331-2690. 620-331-2690. That'll get you in contact with us. And, of course, if folks in other counties within the Wildcat District, they can still call that number. We'll get the information out because we're all connected together.
There you go. Well, again, that's Jacob Weber as well as David Scrons here on this Wednesday morning with the K-State Research and Extension offices. We've had comments about blue-green algae in ponds as well as some trees losing some leaves. So we'll talk on that a little bit in the 8 o'clock segment of this Ask the Expert, of course, brought to you by Green Acres. David, Jacob, we'll check in with you guys in just a moment.
Very good.
This is Mighty 690 KGGF.